conscience pure, it's and holy for his sake. May the Lord keep our intentions pure, it's and holy for his sake.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear viewers, welcome to the program, The Core of Action. In this program, we explore the concept of intentions, which is deemed to be the foundation of action. The significance of intention is emphasized in the hadith, stating that the reward of an action centers upon its intention. Therefore, we explore the power of good intentions before embarking on any virtuous deed. Throughout this program, we discuss the intentions, highlighting how making a good intention enhances the rewards associated with the action itself. My dear viewers, in today's episode, we'll discuss a sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the use of miswak. Stay tuned as we explore its medical benefits and the intentions associated with this practice. Before we start a discussion, let's take a moment to reflect on the significance of reciting durood. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The closest to me amongst people on Judgment Day will be the one who will recite durood upon me abundantly in the world." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers, every Muslim earnestly desires to follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is crucial to be passionate about adhering to these practices. Loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an integral part of faith. Acting upon his sunnah is a manifestation of that love. It is essential to incorporate the Prophet's teaching into our daily lives, because by doing so, we not only lead a better life, but also earn rewards in the hereafter. Moreover, there's a hope that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for us on the Judgment Day due to our adherence to his sunnah. If we explore the great lives of the blessed companions alayhim ridwan, we discover their fervent dedication to the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their commitment to following the Prophet's action is vividly illustrated in narratives like the following. Sayyidatuna Umm Darda radiyallahu anha recounted an incident with Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu maintained a habit of speaking with a smile when she advised him to refrain from it to avoid being taken as one with mental health condition. He responded, "Whenever I saw or heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking, he did so with a smile." This narrative beautifully exemplifies their unwavering commitment to following the Prophet's sunnah. See, when it came to symbolizing the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the respected companions didn't concern themselves with what others might say. Their sole focus was on aligning their actions with those of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were wholeheartedly dedicated to following his example in every aspect of life. Their unwavering commitment serves as a profound lesson for us. My dear viewers, remember that if each of us followed the noble example set by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our society will flourish. Even today, the era of the esteemed companions is addressed as the golden age. Why? Because they lived their lives in strict adherence to the sunnah. Their guiding principle was unwavering commitment to the teachings of Islam. Sadly, today, we seem to have strayed from these teachings, and as a result, we are experiencing a decline. My dear viewers, now let's talk about the beloved sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the use of miswak. Miswak is deeply rooted in cleanliness, a substantial aspect of Islam. The life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a guiding light in understanding the essence of our faith. He exemplified cleanliness in all aspects of his life, including the meticulous care of his teeth through the use of miswak. Despite his teeth emitting a natural fragrance, he would use miswak to impart a vital lesson to his followers, the importance of dental hygiene in preventing diseases. Since many diseases stem from poor dental hygiene, The Holy Prophet commanded us to use miswak. He not only recommended it, but also practiced it himself. His intention was to instruct the Ummah on the importance of oral cleanliness. Numerous narrations highlight the virtues of miswak. Let me share a few with you. Afterward, we'll explore the intentions of using miswak and its associated benefits. Stay tuned to hear some of the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the excellence of miswak. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Two rakat of salah performed after using miswak are more virtuous than 70 rakat of salah performed without using miswak." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Miswak has remedies for every ailment except death itself." Four practices are considered the sunnah of the prophets. Number one, modesty. Number two, applying fragrance. Number three, using miswak. And number four, getting married. My dear viewers, offering salah after using miswak brings greater reward compared to prayers without using miswak. It is an opportunity for additional blessings that we shouldn't overlook. Incorporating miswak into our routine requires minimal effort but yields significant rewards. Therefore, let's remember to use miswak every time before we perform wudu for salah. In today's era, diseases are prevalent. The Holy Prophet ﷺ mentioned that miswak holds healing properties for every ailment. By using miswak, we can protect ourselves from illnesses. Now let's listen to some beneficial intentions for using miswak. Before using miswak, make the intention to follow the sunnah of the prophets alayhi wasalam. My dear viewers, using miswak isn't just a practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, but it is a sunnah of all the prophets alayhi wasalam. While every prophet would use miswak, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam particularly emphasized its use. He would often brush his teeth with miswak before performing wudu and encouraged his companions to do the same. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam emphasized its importance by stating, "If it were not feared of overburdening my ummah, I would have commanded them to use miswak before every salah." In this hadith, the significance of miswak is highlighted along with essential aspect of Islam, its consideration for the ease of its followers. Islam doesn't burden its followers with excessive obligations. The Holy Prophet mandated only those deeds that were manageable for his ummah. This reflects Allah's generosity, ensuring that people are tasked only with what they can handle. It is a reminder of the ease and convenience Islam offers. However, despite this, many have become negligent in adhering to its teachings and commandments. May Allah Almighty enable us to act upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and lead our lives according to the directives of Islam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers, before using miswak, intend to follow the commandment of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers, we heard earlier about the Holy Companion's commitment to following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and their aversion to missing any of his actions. So we too should cultivate a passion for adopting and practicing his sunnah in our lives. Whenever we prepare to perform wudu, let's ensure we have a miswak. Offering salah after using miswak enhances its reward. It was a noble practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to use miswak before leaving his home for salah. We learn that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a special fondness for using miswak. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam appreciated it so much that even in his final moments, when Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha asked if she should bring him a miswak, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded affirmatively and used miswak. We should also embrace this beloved sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and earn rewards by following his example. Before using miswak, intend to purify your mouth for the recitation of the Holy Quran and the remembrance of Allah Almighty. My dear viewers, when we step into the house of Allah Almighty, the masjid, it is essential to purify ourselves physically. If there's any unpleasant odor in our mouths, it is forbidden to enter the masjid, for it's a sacred space demanding cleanliness. When we stand in the presence of our Creator, we have to ensure our cleanliness. Using miswak to clean our mouth is highly beneficial in this regard. So when we approach a masjid and detect any odor in our breath, we should use miswak. Similarly, before reciting the Holy Quran, we should clean our mouths with miswak. The angels of Allah Almighty draw closer to listen to the Holy Quran, and any foul odor would distress them. In general, when we visit a place of reverence, we arrive with perfect hygiene. Therefore, whenever you plan to recite the Holy Quran or visit the masjid, remember to use miswak. May Allah Almighty enable us to follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alaihi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers, before using miswak, set your intentions to follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to attain blessings from using it. My dear viewers, the virtues of miswak are not only mentioned in ahadith but also endorsed in the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This highlights its significance. Moreover, there are both medical and spiritual benefits associated with miswak. Let's explore some of them. We should make it a habit to use miswak consistently and not overlook its importance. Incorporating miswak into our daily routine pleases Allah Almighty. It brings ease and blessings into our lives. Its benefit extends to physical health as well. Miswak helps alleviate headaches and film, improves eyesight, aids digestion, and strengthens the body. Additionally, it enhances mental faculties, sharpens memory, and purifies the heart. Using miswak earns the pleasure of angels while displeasing shaitan. It is associated with numerous spiritual rewards, including an easier passage through the trials of the afterlife and the openings of doors to paradise. Ultimately, the greatest benefit lies in pleasing Allah Almighty. My dear viewers, incorporating miswak into your daily routine requires minimal effort, yet it offers numerous benefits and blessings. It is extremely important to use miswak regularly. Whenever you perform wudu, make it a habit to use miswak. Miswak also offers significant medical benefits. Research by experts suggests that about 80% of diseases stem from issues in the stomach and teeth. In many cases, neglecting oral hygiene can lead to the proliferation of harmful bacteria in the gums, which can then spread to the stomach, causing various health problems. Therefore, the root cause of many diseases often stem from negligence in oral hygiene. By adhering to the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly by using miswak, we can protect ourselves from numerous ailments. This highlights the significance of following the teachings of Islam, where every prescribed action carries both spiritual and worldly benefits. Just as performing wudu offers various health advantages, using miswak has been found to prevent numerous dental issues. Research indicates that miswak contains natural compounds that strengthen teeth, make it more effective oral hygiene tool compared to other dental products. My dear viewers, it is important to remember that when a miswak is no longer usable, instead of discarding it, we should dispose of it respectfully. This honors the means of sunnah and ensures that it is treated with respect. Just as it is encouraged for men to use miswak, women should also consider its use. Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi alayhi, states, it is sunnah of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha for women to use miswak. If they don't, there is no harm in it. Given that women's teeth and gums tend to be weaker, using walnut tree bark is considered sufficient for them. My dear viewers, here are some manners for using miswak. Be sure to follow them each time you use it. Make sure your miswak is not longer than a hand span. Otherwise, it is believed that shaitan may sit on it. My dear viewers, when using miswak, brush your teeth horizontally. Make sure to brush at least thrice each time you use miswak, and remember to wash it after each use. Hold your miswak with your right hand, placing your little finger underneath it, three fingers on top, and your thumb over them. Avoid holding it in a fist grip to prevent piles. Using miswak before wudu is a sunnah. Therefore, use it before beginning wudu, then wash your hands three times before and then complete your wudu. However, when the mouth smells, using miswak is mu'akkada sunnah. My dear viewers, in today's episode, we've discussed the precious sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, miswak. We discovered both the practice and teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding miswak and learned about its virtues, medical benefits, and proper usage. I humbly request all of you to make the intention to consistently follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to follow the sunnah and fill our hearts with the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his practices. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyin Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Intentions pure and holy for his sake.